Amani.
Blog Talk Radio.
What's up? It's your girl, A Money. This is the A Money Show Train. Tune in to us. You already know. Wednesday through Saturday. Change of time. We revamp from 12 p.m. Eastern Time. You already know each and every Friday the show is dedicated to our none other than Nigeria, Mr. Pap Kiss himself. You already know. This is your girl, A Money, 347-633-9074. And don't forget, we team mashing over here all day long. What's Up Hype magazine is going down. Do not forget to support us. We're bosses that meet bosses, where your girl, A Money, is doing ads and writing and promoting and a whole bunch of other stuff. Big ups to Polo the Fur King and the whole team. Get your copy now of Bosses That Meet Bosses. You already know today is none other than Sherelle Pate. Yes, born and raised, native of Cleveland, Ohio. She's bringing her best to the A Money Show Train. It's going to go down right here on the A Money Show Train. Y'all better stop playing with me. This is your girl, A Money, where we do it best. Again, call in tonight to one of the best shows ever. Sherelle Pate is going to be in the building. This is Thickums Entertainment, exclusively the A Money Show Train.
And right about now, the A Money Show DJ, and you're on the show, A Money Show, with my girl, Aisha Simmons, all right? Let's go!
Yeah, let's play What a Woman featuring the OJs. You already know we keep it kosher on the A Money Show Train, and the OJs had their hand in the career with Miss Sherelle Pate, our icon. Yes, she is. This is A Money.
We used to hold hands in the like a kiss from mama or a brand new dollar. Just like a sunny day, giving birth with no pain. Just like a Christmas morning or an eagle soaring. Or like some lemonade on a lazy Saturday. Every now and then I ask myself, did I stumble upon heaven's angels? Do I understand what I've really got here? I thought about it, girl, and this is what I came up with. Everything in this world that's good, it reminds me of you. And everything that makes me feel good, yeah, it reminds me of you. Like a seat in first class with a champagne glass. Or like some brand new clothes from the finest store. Every now and then I ask myself, did I stumble upon heaven's angel? Do I understand what I've really got here? I thought about it, girl, and this is what I came up with. Everything in this world that's good, it reminds me of you. And everything that makes me feel good, it reminds me of you. All that you
your girl A Money, and today is going to be a phenomenal show. Of course, none other than Miss Sherelle Pate herself will be calling on again. Like I said, she's a native of Ohio, and she's bringing us her best right here on the A Money Show train. She is now doing her vocals in her wonderful church in Los Angeles, California. And she is doing it well. So stay tuned. Your girl A Money is going to kick off with you with some Eric Grant Reminds Me of You. I see the callers. I see the people in the chat room. What's up? This is your girl A Money. 347-633-9074. Yeah.
Just like a kiss from mama or a brand new dollar. Just like a sunny day, giving birth with no pain. Just like a Christmas morning or an eagle soaring. Or like some lemonade on a lazy Saturday. Every now and then I ask myself, did I stumble upon heaven's angels? Do I understand what I really got here? I thought about it, girl, and this is what I came up with. Everything in this world that's good, it reminds me of you. And everything that makes me feel good, yeah, it reminds me of you. Like a seat in first class with a champagne glass. Or like some brand new clothes from the finest store. Every now and then I ask myself, did I stumble upon heaven's angel? Do I understand what I really got here? I thought about it, girl, and this is what I came up with. Everything in this world that's good, it reminds me of you. And everything that makes me feel good, it reminds me of you. All that you
Oh.
I gave you guys a little taste of the brotherhood because we have Ohio in the building, and they're taking a ride on the A Money Show train. So we showing love today to our Ohioans. And this is your girl, A Money. We got Eric Nolan Grant. We got Mr. Dave Tolliver, the OJs. And we showing love to Sherelle by giving her a taste of Ohio's best. Let's do it with Dave Tolliver and Home.
Yeah. It's the only place I want to be. You already know why. I mean, it's more than that, but you know why, though. Yeah. I ain't even got to say no more. I know I'm on my way, though. Get ready.
Your attention and the smell of your loving all over me. I mean all over me. Nothing better than waking up to perfection. So perfected, it's leaving me with no question that this is where I want to be. To put it in perspective, I've given up the quest now.
I can't wait to come home.
Hello, hello, hello. This is your girl, A Money. Can you guys hear me out there? Sherelle is in, and we're having just one technical difficulty. If you guys would allow me 1 second, just allow your girl, A Money, 1 second. We're having one technical difficulty with Blog Talk, and I'm going to bring you guys in 1 second. Sherelle is on the train.
Give me one
second.
Why they keep getting these things? Go ahead and play some music while we take care of this little technical difficulty, you guys. Don't mind.
You can't keep taking off your clothes. You probably could have been out there with me.
It's the big dog DJ K-Ski, right? He's Sick Radio DJ. And right about now, the A-Money Show DJ. And you're on the show, A-Money Show, with my girl, Aisha Simmons, all right? Let's go!
And Carl, and Nana,
and Pam,
and Jaden.
How's everything?
Everything is wonderful. Oh, God is so good. God is so
good.
Yeah,
I'm just going to tell you, I'm so proud of your accomplishments, sweetie, and you know we love you so much.
Oh, yeah, God is so good. I just, you know, take it one day at a time, you know, and no bitter feelings, and, you know, why be bitter, you know, the guy, you know, he did what he did, you know, no acknowledgments, you know, no, like, calling me or anything like that, but that's okay because it's all in God's hands. I'm pushing it every day, you know, and still little struggles here and there, but, you know, I'm going to see forth this whole thing, Diane. And Aisha, thank you for having us on your show.
Well,
thank you.
Well, like my pastor says, step by step.
That's right. That's right.
So, you know, we had to bring you some love. We had to show you that, oh, my goodness, even though you're miles and miles and miles away, the family is right here riding the train with you. You know, everybody can reach out and give you a hug right here on the A Money Show train. But it's exclusively about Sherelle right now. You know, one day at the age of 7, you say you were watching TV and you and the Supremes and the Temptations. And you turned to your mother and said, Mommy, what I want to do. So what led you, well, watching the show and you saw Diana Ross in the Supremes and the Temptations, it had to be something that brought you to that, oh, my goodness, I want to do exactly what they're doing.
I think that was God, you know, the Lord, because I was watching the television and I was like, Mommy, this is what I want to do. And then from then on, that's what I was pursuing. She allowed me to get talent shows. She allowed me to be in different choirs. And she allowed me to do different talent, you know, like a lot of talent shows after I gave my own talent show. She was just so supportive in that. And I've been doing it ever since then. And from then on, I was able to have the opportunity to work with the OJs and Shantae Moore and so many wonderful people in the industry. Soul to Soul, I can name Tracy Spencer, and I'm still going to continue to do it. You know, it's a God calling. I think that's what it was, a God calling on my life to just be able to spread the love of song throughout the world. And I have a lot of family and friends who are very supportive in that. Of course, my family, and then I have a lot of friends that are very supportive, and, you know, they want to see me, you know, push it through. So that's what I'm doing, Aisha.
Well, you know what? We definitely love you, and we definitely support you. We have another caller on. Caller, if you want to speak, push 1-818-825. It's exclusively Sherelle Pate right here on the A Money Show train, and we're giving her the love that she needs. And I want you to tell the world before we even go any further, because this really, really, really touches my heart. And even though we weren't able to be with you, but you faced some trying times recently and you've made it through with the grace of God. Can you please let the world know what happened and how did you survive?
Oh, I was in a very bad car accident on February the 11th of last year. And I was on my way to do boot camp to go work out with some friends, and a guy just T-boned me. It was on a beautiful Saturday morning. I'm so happy just going on about my business, and I do believe that the guy was on his phone, and he hit me, and that was a very bad day for me because, I can say very bad. I woke up. I was knocked unconscious. Woke up, and thank God I woke up, and I think the Lord just wasn't ready for me, and I suffered a very bad fractured ankle, and it's taken a year to heal, and I've got maybe about 5 more months, and the only, you know, what I do love the most was I had all my family from everywhere giving me that love and that support, praying for me. My church family, they were there. I felt the love. And one of my friends was like, well, how is everybody going? How are you going to survive this? How are you going to get through? And I stepped out on faith. I said, I don't know. I don't know how I'm going to be taken care of. I'm just going to have to let God take care of it. And everybody just was there. I mean, it was unbelievable how everybody came to my aid and they took care of me, made sure I made, you know, my doctor's appointments. It was really something. It was just amazing how God really does answer call. You know, when you're, you know, I wasn't alone one time. So I get that, and how I'm surviving now is still keeping my connection with Christ. That's the only way to do it is, you know, you got to believe in God. You have to believe in yourself. And, you know, just...
Someone's in a car.
Yeah, you know, believe in yourself and just trust, you know. And, you know, my thing is this. If you treat people nice, you'll be surprised how, you know, the world will come to you when you're indefinitely in need. And I didn't know, you know, I mean, I found out something about true friendship, you know, when people were there at my aid. Because at that point, I mean, I wasn't able to do anything. I was on my back.
Oh, yes.
And so that's when you really see who your true friends are. And it was just, I've been blessed ever since. I definitely have a different outlook on life. And the main thing is if you stay focused and don't, you know, let the material things get in your way and the worldly things, you know, and you just put him first, you can survive this. You know, we live in a mean and cruel world, so you can survive it. But you got to treat people nice, and you got to love people. And if you give that love will come back to you.
That's true. I believe that. That's why I consistently, you know, try to give love where, not just where it's due, but even to those who sometimes it seems so hard to love, you know, the ones that just get on your last nerves up under my skin. And, you know, I get a little crazy sometimes when I was younger, but I learned in my adult life at this present time that, you know, God is love. He created me in love. And I hope that, you know, all of those that are surrounded by me and my family members, you know, are the same as myself, created in love, because we love hard on one another, and that's just what it is. And this is the A Money Show Train. It's exclusively Sherelle right now on the A Money Show Train, and we're going to get this thing cracking. So you guys hang on 1 second.
And right about now, the A Money Show DJ, and you're on the show, A Money Show, with my girl, Aisha Simmons, all right? Let's go!
Yes, let's go. This is A Money, the A Money Show Train, right here exclusively with your girl A Money. I'm bringing you my best, which means I'm bringing you Miss Sherelle Pate, who's also our family icon. She is the world's icon. Many people have been hitting me up all over asking, how did you pull that one off? My name is A Money. Like, what? You know, I do what I do. You know what I'm saying? And like she said, you have to show love to receive love. And Sherelle definitely shows me love. She's far away, but she shows me love each and every time we communicate. To all the Pates, all the Harris, Hawkins, Adams, Simmons, whoever you are that's in our family, because we got too many names to be going on. You know, everybody's showing Sherelle Pate love today, because it's exclusively about you. And I would like to know, and I'm sure the world would like to know, even though you're from Ohio, how did the OJs get involved with, you know, helping you with your career?
Oh, wow. That was an exciting moment in my life. I was 17 years old at the time, living in Cleveland, Ohio. And there were two young ladies by the name of Mickey Brown and Lisa Burton. They were looking for a third member. And at the time, they were already with Eddie and Eddie LaVert and Walter Williams. So I was the third person, and it was an audition type of thing, and I made the audition. And that's how I had the opportunity to work with the OJs. It was three of us, and the name of our group was called Suga at the time. And we also worked with, we did shows with the Daz Band, and then we also did opening act with the OJs in Cincinnati, Ohio. And what Eddie Levert did, basically, he taught us at the early age of knowing how to perform on stage. He hired hairdressers. He hired choreography so we would know how to move on stage. So it was grooming time, and that's what, you know, I had the opportunity to learn being with the OJs. They taught us how to present ourselves on the stage and to just pull the audience in with the gift from God. It was beautiful when we opened up for them at the age of 17 in Cincinnati, Ohio. And I remember my family being out there. It was just so exciting. And so that was the start of my career, being able to work with Eddie Levert and Walter Williams, and them giving me that push on just being, you know, go out there and do what you love to do. So that's where I started off with them, and then from there on it just kept going and going, and I had the opportunity to sing with other artists as well.
Yes, you know, I believe that was a blessing. But also, I know for a fact, you know, yes, probably at 17, you were kicking it and doing your thing. But I do know at a young age, you were doing some things, too, at the age of 13, at the age of 7. You know, you start doing your first stage presence at the age of 9, if you could let us know about that, because I could just imagine that with your beautiful voice of an angel.
That was really nice. That was a grand opportunity too. My aunt Linda was she played the piano for me, I think I might have sung in front of like 400 people at the age of 9, and the first song that I sung was "To Sir with Love." It was by an artist by the name of Lulu, and it was also a movie with Sidney Poitier. And I can't even think of why I chose that song, but my aunt and I got together, and we pulled it off. It was really nice. And from then on, I really knew that that's what I really wanted to do, because that was my first time ever being on stage with about 400 people. The first time I did it was at age 7, and that was given at the house. It was just friends, but that was, you know, that kicked it off for me. I said, okay, this is what I want to do. And then from then on, I just kept doing a lot of things with, a group called the Singing Angels, and we used to be on television, and we would sing, you know how at night when today it doesn't happen, but the TV goes off, we would be that choir that would sing, taking the channel off, and then from there on, I just kept doing, like, nightclubs at the age of 16, but I had to always be, of course, escorted. So my mom and dad would escort me to the clubs and do shows there at 16 years old. Of course, having some of my family, my cousins with me, and that was fun. And then eventually I got with a band, and then the band decided that, well, let's move to California. And that's why I'm here now, because of the band that I'm with, that I was with back in the 80s, and what I did with the band, we traveled all over the world. That was a great opportunity. And so then after that, I made my move to California, and I'm here, and I love California. And I've been here because you still have the opportunity to make it in the industry, you know, no matter how old you get or how, and they're always looking for something here, something different.
And you know what? I also have a dream to be in California. I don't know if that's to live in California, but I definitely want to lace the streets of California. So,
just let me know. I mean, you know, you got family here, and whenever you're ready, the door will be open to you, Missy. So come on through. Oh my gosh, to have you. It would be so nice.
I know. I can't wait to give you a big hug. You just don't know that you have inspired me as well to push forward in this music industry, because it is a very, very dim, dark, cold world, and if you allow it to be, you could get swooped up in it. But, you know, this is A-Money, the A-Money Show train, and I have a lot of support, you know, whether it's positive or negative, because the negative feedback is what really drives me to keep going and pushing forward. But the love that you show me each and every time, it's like I'm sitting there with you and you're smiling at me, and all I want to do is just sing to me.
That's so sweet. Well, I'm glad that, I mean, you know, that's nothing but the act of God to be able to, I'm just being myself when I just love people, and I really love my family. I truly love my family, and that's just who I am. My mother was the same way. She was a very, very lovely woman that everybody loved her. And I guess I'm sure some of those traits have rubbed off on me, but I don't even have to know you. But it's like I just love people and I care. And I remember the first time we interacted on Facebook, I knew you were family. And, you know, when you introduce yourself, I'm like, well, that's cool with me.
that's right.
No, I definitely, you know, even though I haven't seen you yet, it's truly exciting to be on your show and to be able to meet you this way. It's just a joy. I'm totally in awe by doing this for you, honey.
Well, the honor is mine, and everyone that's listening. We also have people over in the chat room that tuned in. David Duke is over there. You can say what's up to Mr. David Duke.
Hey, he's on our project.
Yes, he's on our project with Bosses That Meet Bosses magazine.
Wow.
This is our second edition dropping, and hopefully we can get you on the cover. I'm a writer in the magazine. I'm also doing ads, promotions, interviews, and so forth and so on. But we have such a blessed team on this magazine that, you know, it is such an honor that I see fit that you definitely, and I know Mr. David Duke is listening, and if everyone go and check out my timeline, you will see why I'm saying that this cover will be gracefully appreciative and accepted if we can get Ms. Sherelle on the cover of this magazine. And please get your copy of the magazine, because I'm writing in the magazine, my family is here, and you guys, everything that I'm writing about is truth. There's no fiction. There's nothing but just everything coming from my experience as a child, from all the way that I can remember at 2 years old, whether it's good, whether it's bad. And let me put this out there to you, when you're reading everyone's story in there, whatever information you're getting, it's coming from our heart, whether it's good or bad. And I must say salute to my mother and father, you know, because without them, there would not be an A-Money. And I am here, and first and foremost, without God, it wouldn't be an A-Money. And without God, we would not have Sherelle right here on the A-Money Show train. We love you so much. We do. I'm going to open up the lines again for the family to, you know, maybe express some gratitude or ask some questions. Family, 716-579. What's up, Pate family?
Hey,
family.
It's us again.
Any one of you want to say something to Sherelle? We so far away.
I just want to say I love you so much, and you know you're always in our hearts, always in our prayers, and you just know that we love you a lot, and we miss you so much.
Oh, my God.
Keep up the good work. And I love you. This is
love
my girl.
Oh, God. It's nothing. This means the world to me to, you know, talk to my family at any given time that I can, because we have lost so many loved ones. And so I that has brought our family much more closer together. We recognize that the next day is never promised, and so I know that that's why there's so much love generated throughout our family because of all the loved ones we lost. And I just want to tell the radio people that don't take anything for granted. You know, love, that's what it's all about. Love is a very powerful thing. And I can honestly say that's what our family have. We have so much love for each other and so much respect. And, you know, just stay close because, again, that the next day is not promised. You just, you know, you're here today, gone tomorrow. And I'm not trying to bring anything down, but that's what it's all about. Right, family?
That's true.
Right.
That's true.
Right.
That's right.
That is
you
true.
Have
you know, we have lost a lot of loved ones, you know, especially in the last 5 to 6 years. We lost people that were so near and dear to us and family
right.
members. But, you know, one thing that's promised to us, or two for certain, is life and death. God promised us life and death, and in it is what you make of it. And I'm hoping that everyone is gravitating towards loving thy neighbor as you love yourself, because love has no color. Love does not have color. And, you know, and once you do that, you will start to see the blessings, you know, come pouring down on you. But once you receive those blessings, do know that the blessings are for you to exploit to the ones in need, and be mindful of how you distribute any blessing, whether that's a hug, a smile, a wave to a stranger, feeding the homeless, or what have you. But right now on the A Money Show train, we got love on the train from Miss Sherelle Pate, the icon of the music industry. She has been doing it since she was a child, and she's still in her young age doing it right now. Nothing is old about her, let me tell you. So I want to know, what do you think, Sherelle? What can we expect? When can we expect, if any, some new music from you? Because I want some.
Well, nothing has been gelling right now. I mean, you know what it is I take it a day at a time, but I do not say no to anything that is introduced to me. And even like right now, I am, you know, heavy in the church, and it's just exciting and so beautiful to sing for the Lord. And, of course, if there's anything else that will, you know, that will come my way and it's decent, I will not say no to it. I'm still singing. I sing for the company that I work with. I sing for them at holiday parties. But again, if anyone is needing a good vocalist, you know, you can just give me a call and maybe we can work something out. And but you know, I'm always available. I'm like you say, you're never too young or too old to keep it pushing. And I'm gonna just keep on just, you know, singing, because that's a gift, and I don't want to, you know, someone told me, if you don't use it, you'll lose it, and so I'm going to always be singing, and if anything begins to happen in the music industry for me, I'm definitely going to let you know, Aisha. You'll be the first to know that some things
are
going to be.
I'm definitely going to be one of the first. God's going to be the first. You're going to be the second. I'm definitely going to be in line, because I'm following you everywhere. I'm supporting everything that you do. And if there's anything that comes my way, I'm definitely shooting it your way. But
okay. First
and foremost, you know, we just want to show gratitude from the A-Money Show Train that you take the time out to show me love on the show and come on and allow me to do an interview with you exclusively out of your busy schedule. And, you know, have you ever encountered any problems to even getting to this point in your career? Because even singing in church is still your career, and it's still your instrument that you're using to bless people in the world, no matter where it is. And I'm definitely needing to come to that church.
Oh, yeah. When you come here, we're definitely going, and you'll hear good music and good singing. And that's where I'm at right now. And it is such a reward to be giving the gift from God and serving Him in that way and seeing the expressions on the people's faces. I have to say, you know, ever since the accident, before the accident, I was always singing out in the world and, you know, and enjoying it. But then when it was time to sing in the house of the Lord, it was quite different. It was definitely different for me. And I didn't have that anointing on me. But when once I was in the car accident, you know, God showed me something totally different because I didn't know. I said, well, how do you get the anointing? And ever since that time in my life where, you know, it seemed pretty down and I've been back singing and now I see what it's all about. I'm totally touched with the gift that God has given me, and I see that people are being touched as well. One lady came to me one day, and she, you know, I was always hearing, Amoni, that, oh, you sound really good. But when they come to you now and they say, you really touched me with your song, that means more to me than someone coming up to me saying, oh, you sound so good. It's just a difference. So,
right.
You know, I don't know if this sounds weird, but I'm almost kind of glad I got in that accident because it's just showing me the difference in what true love is. I mean, I always had it in my heart, but when I'm singing, it's just a total different than I'm actually touching and elevating the people in spirit and in God.
Well, I understand that totally because, you know, sometimes you know that it has to be of God because you're here and you're talking with a sound mind, healthy body, you know, distributing love right here on the airwaves that is heard all the way in Nigeria. And big ups to my friends in Nigeria. And sorry, yes, I have been offered to be a manager of a very, very wonderful group in Nigeria, and I am so excited about that. And, you know, today he gave me a call and said, hey, Amoni, I lost my grandmother. But he was so happy when he said it that, you know, I couldn't even say, oh, I'm sorry for your loss. I was just like, well, you know, joy comes in the morning. That's what came to my heart to say to him because he was so happy. And he kept me elevated and being happy. And he told me to make sure that I give you love and tell you that the people in Nigeria love you. And I've given them the Google, and they've been Googling you, and they said, oh, wow, we can't wait to come on and talk to her, but this happened. So, you know, big ups to Nigeria, Africa, London, everybody that's tuned in. Yes, everyone that's tuned in to this show right now. I am so grateful that I'm even reaching the vast amount of people that I do, and the ones that I have not, well, tune in to the show Wednesday through Saturday. The show has revamped from 12 p.m. Eastern Time at 347-633-9074. Can you tell us, please, Ms. Sherelle, what has been your greatest achievement so far?
Wow. The greatest achievement was God gave me the opportunity to sing in Las Vegas. It was for the company that I work for, Guthrie Ranker, and I had the opportunity to open up for Nell Carter.
And
a song with her. That was just like one of the biggest highlights of my career to be able to sing on stage with her. She was just wonderful. She's no longer with us, but I will always just remember that time of being able to perform at the MGM Hotel with Miss Nell Carter. And it was just I also thank my company, the company I work with, Guthrie Ranker. Shout out to them. My job even supports me. They want to see me go further in my music. Now, what kind of job you gonna be on where only thing is you doing the work? And they're so supportive when it comes down to my singing. And I mean, it's just unreal. My life has just been so beautiful to be able to have been blessed with even the work that I go to every day. It's an infomercial, so that's a form of entertainment as well. And they support me in my music, you know. And they tell everybody, even though I'm the receptionist there, they're like, oh, and have you heard her sing? So because of them, I had that opportunity to be able to open up with Miss Nell Carter at the MGM. And it was just a beautiful moment.
I know that had to be an honor. And rest in peace to Miss Nell Carter, because we miss you. We grew up on her as well. Again, Mr. David Duke has given me the link
for everyone to go get the copy of our wonderful magazine, Bosses That Meet Bosses. And definitely everyone online, internet, or who's ever tuned in, you are definitely a boss. So boss up right now and go to magcloud.com/BROWSE/ISSUE/538548. And that will be on our social networks, Twitter, Facebook, wherever. Family, you can get that from me directly if you haven't seen it already. But anyone else, you can call me on my personal line because I talk so much. I love to talk to anyone in the world. Call me at 716-609-8156. And get your magazine. But first and foremost, just to chop it up with your girl, A Money, and see how I can help you in the industry. If you're looking for a major distribution, well, we're doing that right here with Universal, Ingrooves, Fontana. Big ups to Team Mashin', where I am going to be an A&R on that team. So, man, I am so humbly grateful for everything that's happening to me. And for anybody who can't get in contact with me in the next week or so, it's because I'm preparing for my next transition back to Georgia. And it's going to be a blessed time in God, I'm here to tell you. So you better keep up with me because I'm keeping up with you, that's for sure. But this is your girl, A Money, and we'll be right back with the phenomenal, sexy, graceful, humble icon, Sherelle Pate.
And right about now, the A Money Show DJ, and you're on the show, A Money Show, with my girl, Aisha Simmons, all right? Let's go!
Midwest, right from Ohio, baby. Here to give a huge shout out to Miss A Money herself, the A Money train, and the whole show. Make sure y'all get at me and follow me on Facebook at facebook.com/jnib. That's JNIBB. Hit me up and follow me on Twitter. Get on my YouTube page and listen to all the music and share it to all your people. Keep supporting, baby. Much love to everybody. We making it to the top. Shit.
You already know this hot boy T. D. Luciano, and I'm checking in with Miss A Money on the A Money Train Show. This is one of the hottest shows on the internet right now. And Friday, March 15, 2K13, I'm checking in with her to do a live exclusive interview, you feel me? 8 p.m. Eastern Time. And that call in number is 347-633-9074. Again, the call in number is 347-633-9074. Make sure you tune in. Also, check out on www.blogtalkradio.com. We winning.
We definitely winning. This is a team effort with your girl, A Money. I have a phenomenal team with Polo the Fur King, Mr. David Duke himself, and the whole team. This is your girl, A Money, exclusively. And you'll see why I always continuously put this drop on the show. Big up to the hardest working man in the industry, Mr. Polo the Fur King himself. Exclusively, I thank you for everything that you're doing for the A Money brand and bringing the best to the train. So big ups to Polo the Fur King. Hey world, you need an any fur, custom design, fashion, exclusively, Polo the Fur King got that. Hit your girl up, 716-609-8156, and get yours too.
Yeah, shout out to Polo, Polo the Fur King, one of the coldest fashion designers in the game. Polo's the founder and owner of Exclusive Fashion and Furs and Team Randolph Clothing. Plus, he's branded with style to make him so original, so exclusive, and most official. Fashion designer of the year, Polo the Fur King. It's a day in the life of a mogul. Polo the Fur King is one of the coldest. Polo's focus, the founder and owner, exclusive fashion team, Randolph Clothing. No other than original, his visuals, put artists in mink coats and videos. Mr. Fashion Designer, East Coast finest, New York to Vegas, beauty styling and content. A dominant trendsetter, known for his chinchillas, fine furs and foxes. Big up to Chase Millions, P. Diddy and Demity's done it a bit better for sneaker deals. The Game Time Athletics, so influential, the most official. If you exclusive, rock with the best. If you can't do it big, then you rockin' with the rest. Plus, he's branded a style to make them so exclusive. The Fur King's more than clothes, he's the movement. When it comes to fashion, Polo the Fur King is on top of his game. Watch out for Polo the Fur King, you dig? Polo the Fur King, he handle his biz. Fashion mogul, designer of the year. Polo will show you how to hustle for real. Exclusive fashion and furs, the boot your career. Polo the Fur King, he handle his biz. Fashion mogul, designer of the year. Polo and Wallaby, we hustle for real. Exclusive fashion and furs, it's a fashion affair.
So you already know why we love Polo the Fur King at Miss Sherelle. If you happen to need any exclusive designs, he can do anything when I tell you. All the way down to fur thong.
Love it.
I put that bug in his ear. I said, yo, Polo, A-Money needs a fur thong and some fur earmuffs.
I love it.
Man, yes.
You know, for me, if there's anything I could ever do for you, just hit me up. Just call me anytime, babe, anytime.
Oh, I got you right here. One right here. That's all you had to say. All I need from you is the same thing that you give me all the time, and that is your exclusive love. And I want you to sing for me when you get a chance.
Oh, wow. Just a little bit.
Yeah.
If you wanted me to, I didn't know if you were asking me to do a little bit of something on the radio. Not prepared, but I can give you.
Oh, you don't have to be prepared. Let me tell you, world, she does not have to be prepared because this is embedded from her soul before she even came out the womb. So right now, we're bringing you Sherelle Pate. Go ahead and drop it.
All right. Okay. Inseparable, that's how it is. Inseparable for the rest of our years. So wonderful to know you'll always be around. Yeah, that's it.
Oh my God, and you chose that one. You just made me tear up for a minute. I bet you everybody over there in the 716, 216, Eric Cole, 310. I see everyone on. I mean, you guys, can you give us some feedback on that beautiful little song right there?
Beautiful.
Thank you, babe.
Sherelle, Diane has become the spokesperson because I think they all scared to get on with me because they think that I'm going to let Cupcake on, but I'm not going to do it.
Oh, boy.
To my dad, right, he don't want to talk on the radio, but he can sing his tail off to, and he used to sing to us when we was kids, and we didn't really understand that when we was kids, and we used to be like, ew, I wish he'd be quiet, stop kissing us, stop singing, but, you know, as we got older, and once we got by ourselves, you know, when my dad used to drop us off, and we thought about it, we used to be like, he can really sing. And, you know, as we got older, I'm like, well, he should be a star. And I keep saying that to him, you know, until my last breath, he is a star in my eyes, no matter what they do. But he's singing his gospel. Big ups to Brotherhood, exclusively on the A-Money Show train. We're going to have to get the whole Brotherhood out there. But everybody online right now pretty much has those vocals down pat. Even my stepmother Diane, she can blow too now.
Yeah. Oh yes. Yes. That's right. Yeah, we used to sing together. Yes, we did. Yes, we did.
I don't know if she's going to serenade you and show you some blessings, because I think they all should sing to you, because you're so far away. They should give you at least a verse or two, something, church, something, y'all, something.
What you say, family?
Exclusively on the A Money Show train.
That's on your dad.
Oh, no, you can sing, too.
That's your dad.
Well, you tell my daddy, because I know why he being quiet, because he think if we hear his voice, I'm going to say, put him on. But tell him that Sherelle is in need of some of that love that you guys have to offer over there. Somebody sang her something, a lullaby, a good night, or something. Y'all know I can't sing. Don't get me to doing it now.
That's
how you put the pressure on the family. Come on, fam. Come on. I love you. I miss you. For you've been so far away. I miss you every day. Sweet Sherelle. That's it.
Oh, man. Oh man, that was so nice, though.
Oh, my God.
I can't believe he did it.
Oh, my God. So, I'm so happy. That was really, really very, very nice. Thank you so much. Oh, gosh.
You're welcome.
For all the world to know, and anybody listening that, you know, want to sign, that was Carl Adams from Ohio. That's my dad. That's our family. Everybody loves him. I can't believe he did it. I'm over here with tears in my eyes like, what? I thought Diane was going to sing until I heard him.
You know what? I didn't even know he could do that. At family reunions, he's always putting the pressure on me. You're going to do something? And I had no idea that he had that. Oh, my gosh, I'm shocked now. So the next time, I'm going to be putting the pressure on you.
There you go.
I think our next family reunion should be in Los Angeles, California.
Yes.
Oh my God. Ohio.
Nice. Yes. Oh, gosh. Well, maybe we have to see what family, you know, we talk about it, but that would be, like, so nice to have the family here. But, Carl, I'm gonna be calling you out now.
Okay, Sherelle, we'll sing a duet.
That would work. Oh. That worked for me. Wow. I had no idea.
Man, I was going to ask, you know, what do you want people to get from your music? I already know the answer to it right now, but can you tell the world, what do you want people to get from your music? Because I know that something major is going to be dropped from you, whether it be gospel, whether it be R&B, film, or what have you. But what do you want the people to get from your music?
First thing, love. The second thing, just believing in God. The third, believing in yourself. And the fourth, and just be yourself. That's what I want people to get from my music. But the first thing, again, is love, first and foremost. And,
yes. You
know, from God. And with that, he'll give you the, he gives you that wisdom and knowledge to be able to believe in yourself. And that wisdom and knowledge into whatever situation you're in, you could always just be yourself. There's no time to be or anything. Just be who you are. And
yes.
Love. That's what I want the people to get from my music, from my song, from my voice. That anointing,
well,
I want.
Your voice has graced the A Money Show train, but it is on airwaves globally, virally, or however we getting it there. That's where it's at. And I'm so happy that you took the time again to come on. Like, I am starstruck. I feel a groupie, but she family. I'm still starstruck and feel like a groupie. And this is one of my very best. I said a vest. Well, we're going to get one of those made with my name on it, A Money. But this is one of my best you know, show delivery ever. I feel the presence of God here. I'm so happy that the family tuned in and showed you love. And everyone else out there, David Duke, what's up? We got to get her on this cover. Hype Magazine, your girl A Money is working with Hype Magazine. So do not forget that I am also offering you a distribution for artists, authors, film, whatever it is. Hit me up. It's time to invest into what you love, your craft. If you don't have love for your craft, don't call me because I don't want to hear it. But if you love what you do, I know you're going to put your energy, your effort, and your work in it, and I'm going to give you 100 plus. Well, as Polo the Fur King says, 100 done. But I can't give somebody, I can't give Sherelle 100% because that would be cheating her. It's so much more to me than 100. So I'm going to give you 100 plus, and that will be each and every day. You will see, keep watching my social network as we blow her right on up off the water. And she don't need no help. She don't need no help. But what track of yours that you did beginning to now, whether it was church, whether it was singing in the bathroom or right here on the A Money Show, what track of yours that you think defines you and why?
As far as music, you're talking about the music?
Yes.
The song? Oh, okay.
Yes.
Wow. I have to say, oh, happy day. because, and that's going in the gospel realm, because that's how I, you know, I live my life is just being happy and joyful. And, you know, I know, I hope people are familiar with that song, Oh Happy Day. It's an old gospel tune. That defines me of how I choose to be every day of my life is to be joyful and happy every day, not taking anything for granted. Even in the midst of trials and tribulations, you know, instead of always thinking about yourself in those times, you know, get out yourself's way and think about others while you're going through whatever it is you're going through, and you will feel the sense of peace come over your life. So that's one of my favorite songs that I used to sing at the age of 9 years old or at seven with a hairbrush in my hand. Oh, happy day.
I have to tell you.
I have to tell you
also that is wonderful because everybody knows I have a cleaning service that I can't wait to get in Atlanta and get it back going. And the name of my cleaning service is Oh Happy Day in all capital letters. And the reason why I put it in all caps and the reason why I chose Oh Happy Day because ever since I was little, that's what I used to do was clean. And I used to have that song. I don't know even know where it came from. Maybe my grandma Gladys sang that song to me or something. But I used to be like, It takes me to another plane. I don't feel or hear nothing but happy, but oh, happy day. I love it.
Well, you know, this has got to be the act of God then. You know it has to be.
Yes, and oh, man, that's your favorite song. I'm so happy that you're here. The lines are open. Anybody like to share love, support, or even ask a question to Sherelle Pate, you may do so at this present time, one by one. Your lines are open. Everyone on, if you want to say anything to Sherelle, now is the time. We're going off the air shortly, but this is your girl, A Money. We got Mr. David Duke and others in the chat line showing support. Internet-based radio, the A Money Show Train. And let me tell you, watch out for A Money TV. I am working on A Money TV. Yeah, that's what's happening. It's going down. Do you hear the family? They must be playing cards.
No. Everybody's getting ready to go. Pam got to take Robin up from work, so we're just getting our stuff together. They're walking out the door, but I still got you online.
Thank you, guys.
Love you, Sherelle. I love you.
Everybody said they love you, Sherelle.
Mike.
I love you, Foucault.
That was Jaden.
Oh, hey, Jaden.
Okay.
Love you, Sherelle. Hey, money.
Okay.
Well, thank you so very much. Can't wait to see you in July.
Me too.
Nanny said she loved you too, dear.
Can you hear them? Love you.
No, we're
Uh-oh.
Ready
can
to go
you
home.
Hear them?
You coming to the family reunion, sweetie?
Oh my that God. Is so She said, are you coming to the family reunion, Sherelle?
Ohio. Middletown, Ohio. Yes.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
That's
one of the places where it all started for us. So, look at
Ohio.
Rest
in peace to all of our loved ones that will not be able to come to the family reunion. But we know that they will be there in our hearts and our souls. And, and we will carry them on for the rest of our days till God call us on. They still will have joy on this earth because we will remember them and our words and telling their stories to kids here and passing it along.
That's right. That's exactly what we do. We always, try to have that opportunity at the family reunions to acknowledge to our young and upcoming cousins and sisters and brothers, to just do the right thing and, to stay connected with family. The first and foremost important thing that you need to do is to stay connected with family. So we always acknowledge those things at the family reunion, and I hope that they hear us when we're talking to them, because it's really important.
I know. This is true. This is so true.
Yeah,
I give you a big warm hug from me, from everyone that is so far from you. We give you a big hug, and we're so happy to see that you're back up and at it. And I know the world loves you, and all of those that are tuned in and heard your story and now know, how you went through a struggle with your accident, and God saw fit to see you through, and you're still with us with your beautiful voice, your appearance, your soul is so heartwarming to me. Is just like I said, I'm not speechless, but I'm just still so choked up because I'm so happy that you're still here with us and you're on the A Money Show train.
I never thought that this would be happening. It's always good because things are not planned. This wasn't, this kind of a spur of the moment, and it's been really exciting to be on this show and you the support as well. And just as you acknowledge to me, I have to acknowledge to you that I am so proud of you and your accomplishments. It's awesome. You are doing what you're doing it, and you're not talking it. You're also walking the walk. And so prayers are going to be uplifted, and you'll be in my prayer always to continue on with your success, and I definitely support you.
Oh, I thank you so very much. And they say a closed mouth don't get fed, but my mouth is always open. I'm always hungry for more, and it's not about myself. That's why, I don't say, guess what A-Money is doing? A-Money is doing this. I say what everyone else is doing, and how can I be a part of that movement to help them? Because I know that helping someone else also helps me to grow in my areas of weakness, and we all have them. So, I give all the glory to God of everything that's happening with me, with us, with this show, with everything that's happening. I am just so excited. I'm very humbly excited because I learned to be humble. I was not always humble, but I learned to humble myself, and I've never been selfish. So to the world of the A Money Show Train fans and friends and family, I love you. I salute you, Sherelle, for coming on. And last but not least, if you could collaborate with one artist, living or dead, who would it be and why?
Wow, Chaka Khan.
Ooh.
Tasha Khan. Yes, she's always been. Oh, she's incredible. I mean, she's not only she can sing, she can write. She's just incredible. And plus because of her struggles of being in the industry, it was not easy for her. To still be able to be here with us, because there was times when you just didn't know with her struggles, you know, was she going to be here? And she's still here, and she's endured. And so she would be the one that I would just love to do work with, to be able to sing with and write with as well. That's always, she's always been an idol of mine.
And she is so beautiful. Oh, my goodness. Shaka Khan, we love you. Shaka Khan,
yes.
Shaka Khan. That used to be my favorite song when I lived in Euclid, Ohio. And he used to go, Shaka Khan, Shaka Khan.
That's right. That's, so that's, she, you know, maybe that, who knows, maybe that dream, I'll live that dream one day to be able
you
to
know?
Work with, you know. So
well, I'm definitely going to push this show. I'm definitely going to push this show. And for all our listeners, you can go get your downloads for the A Money Show Train. Listen to archives. If you want to download it, it's 99 cents a download. You can go to http://www.theamoneyshowtrain.com. Please visit my website. Show love to A Money as I show love to you. And stay tuned, because we're going to feature Sherelle on the website. Trust and believe me, upcoming on the 1st, if you guys will please tune in, we do have the very blessed, the real freeway, Ricky Ross, is showing the A Money Show Train some love, and he will be stopping by on the 1st. I am so very pleased that he's taking the time out as well to come on the show. But mad love going out to Ohio, riding the train. We are on fire with Miss Sherelle Pate. We love you. We salute you. And 10 years, I still see your wings just flapping above and hovering over the world with all the love and all your beautiful music that you're giving us all over the world, not just in Ohio, not just in Los Angeles, but all over. That's why you have wings.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate that. Thank you, sweetie, for your love and support. And I am just so grateful and honored to have been able to do this show for you. Thanks a lot. And thank you, everybody.
Thank you. Yes, and we thank you so very much, and we're going to play some music. We thank Sherelle for hanging out with the A Money Show Train, and if everyone wants to hang out and party with me, oh boy, it's about to be on fire for real, because you already know, Cupcake, she shakes a leg and a tail feather on the A Money Show Train. Let's get it. Beyonce party! Thank you, Sherelle.
Bye. Bye-bye, honey. Love you.
Your friends bad too. Oh, she got the swag, so she drippin' swag goo. You a bad girl and your friends bad too. Oh, she got the swag, so she drippin' swag goo. Oh,
I may be young, but I'm ready to kill you all, my love. I told my girl you can get it. Don't slow. Don't tell nobody too much.
trouble. We just ride Bugatti. Bad chick shoddy, sort of resemble Sade. Imported her in from Raleigh and pulled up into the valet. The boy dropped the keys, trying to sneak a peek at that body. See, this that time of the week, she like to freak a leak and get naughty. Therefore, I like to thank God and Ice Cube for Friday, cause la-di-da-di.
We
I can see it in your eyes, you're angry. Regret got shit on what you're feeling now. Mad cause she ain't like me. Oh, you mad cause nobody ever did it like me. All the care I would take, all the love that we made. Now you're trying to find somebody to replace what I gave to you. It's a shame you didn't keep it. Alicia, Katia, I know that you gon' hear this. I'm the man, yeah, I said it. Bitch, I'm the man, don't you forget it. The way you walk, that's me. The way you talk, that's me. The way you got your hair up, did you forget, that's me. And a voice in your speaker right now, that's me, that's me. And a voice in your ear, that's me. Can't you see that I made it, yeah, I made it. First I made you who you are and then I made it. And you're wasted with your latest. Yeah, I'm the reason why you always getting faded. Take a shot for me. Oh, 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 oh. Take a shot for me. Girl, I can't lie, I miss you. You and the music were the only things that I commit to. I never cheated for the record back when I was with you. But you believed in everything but me, girl, I don't get you. She says, I know you changed. I never see you cause you're always busy doing things. I really wish she had a different way of viewing things. I think the city that we're from just kinda ruined things. It's such a small place, not much to do but talk and listen. The men are jealous and the women all in competition. And now your friends telling you stories that you often misinterpret and taint all the images of your Mr. Perfect. I could tell that you've been crying all night, drinking all summer, praying for your happiness, hope that you recover, This is one I know you hated when you heard it, and it's worse because you know that I deserve it. Take a shot for me. Oh, 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 oh. Take a shot for me. Neighbors respect you, trouble neglect you, angels protect you, and heaven accept you.
are riding the train with your girl, A Money. You already know how we do it over here on the A Money Show train. This train must go on. We're going to miss Sherelle, but the train must keep a moving. Of course, we love Sherelle, born and raised in Cleveland, Ohio, now a native of Los Angeles, and she belongs to Trinity Baptist Church out of Los Angeles, California, where she now remains active in her singing. Yes, she does. She will never, ever, ever stop lacing us with her beautiful, wonderful, blessed voice of an angel. That was Miss Sherelle Pate. We thank the OJs for doing what they did, having a hand in her career, and the OJs, big ups to the OJs. This is your girl, A Money, and we gonna get on to doing our thing with partying. Big ups to everyone out there. Again, Bosses That Meet Bosses magazine is dropping the second edition. Keep your ears and eyes peeled for this edition. Now we're going to go into partying with some hot mixes on the A Money Show train. Check it out. Trust me, this is real hot. Let's get up and shake a tail feather, baby.
Turn up.
Mike Wilmer.
We gonna always get money, man. Young Jeezy. Big Sean. Juicy J. Let's get it.
Every time I go out, you know I got to show out. Every time I go out, you know I bring the dough out. Every time they go out, you know they bring that hoop out. Every time I go out, you know I bring that flow out. Every time I go out, you know I got to show out. Every time I go out, you know I got to show out.
One night, two shows, that's two mansions and a team expansion. Thumbing through a check, got me sweating and panting. When you get money, chicks come around. Nippy thought of hating, who's holding you down? All this ice, I'm just living the life. Bad, bad, want me, give me like life. Hit club, live in a rush. Pocket so swole, eyes stiff in the bus. Eight in my hand and a 45 tuck. Money coming down, cold, deep, blowing up. Smoking on some, I was on the floor. 20 years in, call me to go. Money adding up, you haters going broke. Still in the game while you ride oh. See me showing out, they mugging, I don't give a fuck. How I start my morning off a zip and a
double cup.
Hey, now, nigga, y'all behind me. Ball the heart, they wanna find me. Juicy J, Taylor Gang, I've been rich since the 90s.
Every time I go out, you know I got to show out. Every time I go out, you know I bring that dough out.
Ratchet hoes say I ain't well, at least I ain't broke. Stacking paper like old folks. You and you still staying with your old folks. She a fan that's fantastic. Poppin' that's fantastic. Getting rich fantastic. White girls like Anne Hathaway going way out. They wait for my bandwagon. She let me drink and I ain't got a bandana. Oh, freaky, that's just how I move. Fast girls, fast money, no more fast food. Came up first class, my passport getting tattooed. Young and player doing everything that I have to. So every time I go out,
you know I got to show out.
Got
every time I go out,
go out,
you know I bring the show out.
Love me like Satan, man. Yeah.
tell me you're that somebody, girl. I fuck who I want and fuck who I don't. Got that A1 credit, that's that filet mignon. She say, I never wanna make you mad, I just wanna make you proud. I say, baby, just make me, then don't make a sound.
I'm on that good cushion alcohol.
Yeah,
I got some damn bounds I can come. I don't know what I would do without y'all. I'm about to the day I fall.
Yeah, long as my bitches love me.
Yeah,
I can give a fuck by no hate as long as my
bitches love me. I ain't got no words, I ain't got no words. I ain't got no worries, see them strummers keep me up. So I ain't got no worries, I ain't got no worries, I ain't got no worries. You see money right there, that's too much right there. Turn it up, that's Batman right there. And we ain't got no worries, you see money right there. Red Bull Mango right there, see them strummers right there. We ain't got no worries, don't you in your tennis. Everybody should be worried. Them poopies be purring, be digging me, I feel buried. And if she makes this hard, she woke up sleeping giant. Man, yo, speak in tongues every time we speak in private. Hope your barber shop open, cause we got hair triggers. Smoke so much that smoke is a bear. Have to bear with us in that Jeep with the doze off. That mean that sleep, all these things in a dish. I send them up creek, you see Tunchi right here. Give me ideas. It's okay if you turn up, just don't turn off my light years. All I know is I do it. What I'm smoking, I grew it. These are blood gang, pyru it. Already gotta die, even sue it. On my private jet and my steward. This is your bitch. I know gold diggers and ditch diggers. You don't get this, you get disfigured. She say sorry, I didn't say. So that she is a little furry. I put that in my face. I ain't got no worries. So get
me in my face. Ricky Rosé.
So, this is the girl A Money, and this going out to my daughter, Latrice in Niagara Falls. She's a May 1st baby, May Day baby. This is your girl A Money, and we going to do it big for her on the A Money Show train. Matter of fact, I think we should give her a call and surprise her and see what she's doing right now. What y'all think? Y'all know how I do. I sneak call people all the time, and they never know who's calling. They always say, who is this? It's A Money. What? So give me a second. I'm about to call Miss Little Mama. She got that name from my grandmama, Little Mama, because I was the big mama and she was the little mama. She was like my baby doll when I had her, but I was 20 years old when I had my first baby girl, and it went from there, 20, 21, 23, two girls and a boy. But tomorrow is going to be exclusively about Latrice because she's my oldest, and it is her birthday. It's her born day, and we going to show her some love. Let's call her up.
Thank you.
Hello, may I please speak to Latrice Buchanan?
She's not here right now. Who's calling?
Girl, happy birthday from the A Money Show train.
It ain't even time yet.
Girl, it's always time. I was in labor 22 hours with you, so it ain't never, ever, 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 ever going to say it ain't time yet. We're bringing the train your way tonight, 12:01. Happy born day from your mama, A Money, and this going out to you. This for you. This song is for you. All that pain you put me through. K-K-K-K.
Ricky Rosé. Rihanna, remix, Rich Forever, Straight Cake, MMG, come on, no top on the Ferrari, Sherry on top, boy diamonds, matching Reeboks, painting on the wall, cost me 2.8, Basquiat boy, what you know about cake, boy, 2 week tour, bonjour, then I skate, 3.5 after parties getting raped. O2 Arena, London felt great. 20,000 in attendance while I'm smoking on the stage. Had a house party, white girl sniffing paint. Now she on the molly, I'm just counting all the bank. Still smoking, Lenny Kravitz is a state. Rock my own sneakers, boy, cake, cake, cake.
It's not even my birthday. I'ma make you my
and
it's not even my birthday.
Heart attack and throw it back, now watch me get it. Ain't new to this, but you the shootish, damn girl, you pretty. Blowing out your candles, let me make a couple wishes.
Remember how you did it, remember how you did it. If you still wanna kiss it, come and get it. Sweeter than the rice cake, bread sipping, kill it, tip it, cake, fill it.
If you're sexy, you know it, I ain't afraid to show it. Put a candle on my back, baby, blow it. Love it when you do it like that. Show up with some sex, paint the racks on my rack. Wrap it up, boy, while I took this bow off. Talk that talk, yeah, I know I'm such a show off. Daddy, make a wish, put this cake in your face. And it's not even my birthday.
Ooh, it's not even her birthday. But I wanna lick the icing out. Give it to her in the worst way.
Latrice, it's not even your birthday. It's not even your birthday. Ooh. Where's everybody?
Sleep.
Oh, no, they got to wake up.
They got to wake up. Out. They ate and went to sleep.
They got in the tub. That Miss Little Heaven is not sleep.
Oh, she really sweet. For real, all of them. They ate, because we went down, I took them down to the fall.
Where Polo?
Right here.
Polo, what's good? Polo!
She said Polo was good, Polo. Yeah. She She said, what's good, Polo? Mama.
It's A Money.
He said,
mom.
You heard me.
A Money ain't got no kids.
You heard me.
What?
He said his ass.
No. I'm going to have to put Cupcake on him. This ain't right. He coming out with something like that on the A Money show train.
He said she's going to have to put Cupcake on that. You coming out like that on the A Money show train.
Oh, no. We going to 2 Chainz him up.
She said she gonna 2 Chainz you up. He said you too old. Stop acting young.
Ain't nothing old about me but my face on that money. Here you go, 2 Chainz. Your little shaking in your pants, boy.
Karate kid, bitch, I got a lot of kick. Smoking on that president, no politics. Some niggas getting rich, ain't got no common sense. I woke up this morning, I might buy your bitch. If she look, she get two. Two cups, two blunts, longer than your foot. Hair long, money long, everything long. I'm a rapper, so I fucked her with my chains on. Watch and swerve.
Damn.
Need a clock on my rim so they can watch the curve.
Damn.
I'm high, so high, I need a skyrocket.
Rocket.
It look like a phone book in my pocket.
Yo! Well, I'm Trig, y'all.
Yeah.
Four of my gosh, I'm dead. I'm a day out with Coochie. Listen to the prize, he's coming off the
I'm switching through like two lanes. Got 2 Chainz and they only in the 2 Chainz. Got drugs and sex and yeah, they want it in like 2 ways. Enough to go around and on their head like 2 ways. Young nigga, but I'm OG like broke chains in 2 ways.
You acting,
I'm flexing. Get lost, bitch, like loose chains. Got 10 fins and rock 2 Chainz. Got diamonds all in my 2 fangs. This ass off, you ass out. Both fast ends, I cast out. I hit the runway, tell the cameraman to post me up. A couple fans every time a blogger posts me up.
Man,
if you want a date, well, I go and eat that girl for lunch. Get 2 of this, cop 2 of those, and double, that's my blind.
Every summer, I'm going to buy expensive jeans. I can't put the money in an X. I didn't spend all that money for the gym. It's right, number one.
Every time I do this shit, I do it big, not even trying. EAC, all eyes on me. If you can't see, you must be blind. And I'm on another level, much too high for you to climb. They like there, in the air, see that motherfucker flying. Gunning for me, pal, walking proud, talking loud. But I can't hear or see you niggas, all I see right now is clouds. If he fly, he deep by gravity, she actually aroused. And no, I'm not conceited, I can see it through her blouse. Get your bread, I'm getting mine up. I'm a ball before my time up. You very far from press, so I suggest you get your grind up. I thought it was a fling, boy, I didn't mean to snatch your dime up. My point is titty pointing like they picked me out of lineup. Let's go. Let's go. Goddamn, or call me GD. Probably the ganja, why your partner flow so freely. Come join the player circle, got that color purple sealy. But too much of this, I hurt you, don't mistake it. Take it easy, dripping out just like a gymnast. The quantity is endless. We puffing on that finish that be coming from them clinics. We growing, erosion, no posing or no gimmicks. That Cali weed that goes and leaves you frozen, cryogenics. Get it popping, that's the business. Won't stop until I'm finished. For sure, a nigga go just like I don't know where the end is. I do this for the beaches, reach from Huntington to Venice. So sick gorillas, oh, let's get that dough, there know no limits. Let's go, let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go.
you for tuning in to the A Money Show Train, where we brought the phenomenal, exclusive interview of an icon born and raised in Ohio, Miss Sherelle Pate herself. And one day she said at the age of 7 years old, while watching a TV show featuring Diana Ross and the Supremes, and also the Temptations, she turned to her wonderful mother and said, "Mommy, that is what I want to do." From then on, Sherelle pursued just that, and singing is just what she brings to us. And as we would say, in our times, in our culture, she sings. She definitely does that. And she now lives in Los Angeles, California, and she belongs to Trinity Baptist Church out of Los Angeles, California. Big up to Trinity Baptist Church, where she now remains active in her singing career. And you know what? This is the A Money Show Train, where we bring you the best. We definitely bring you the best. This is your girl, A Money. I'm not playing. Hit me up if you need your tracks played. Call 716-609-8156. Get at me. You need your face featured on some exclusive, wonderful web pages such as the A Money Show Train, United 5 Star. You already know what to do. It's your girl, A Money. Team Mashing. That's what we do over here.
KURNQS4 Unchained Radio and KHDB with the host, A Money, interviewing Philly 2000 from Northeastern Michigan. Check it out, y'all.
We definitely gonna keep on giving QS4 Unchained Florida connection. They made a way for A Money to be on the show, bringing you the best as their number one. You already know personality over there, and I'm showing them love from this train right here that we're riding right now. What's up, Chalk Mike?
Hey, yo, this is Chalk Mike here to blaze it up with that Kush Talk. Go download the Indie Artist Anthem Cold Industry on iTunes today.
Never sell your soul for no one, even if it means you're meeting with the rest of the crowd. Be yourself, be proud. You're shooting for a tough industry. Whether you act or act, you sing, you do your thing to the T. I tell you this, even though I'm spiteful, so never did I think you would be to me so devious. Never did I think. Never did I think you would be such a cold-hearted industry. Never did I think you'd be like this to me. But I'm strong now, and I'm older now. Never sell your soul for no one, even if it means you don't get that record deal that you want.
So what, keep being yourself?
Shooting for a tough industry.
Like the block, when you got the fucking rock to sell, that means you got money, now you're getting on some lobster tail. But when things turn good, the bad is crucial. Asking the labels for money, funny, they turn neutral. I hate this fucking game, but the love that I have for it, dog, you can't break when the game is going fast forward.
Never did I think you would be to me.
Never.
Now, and I'm now.
Yo, this is your girl, A Money. Stay tuned every Wednesday through Saturday, 12 p.m. Eastern Time. Call in at 347-633-9074. I am A Money, and I'm bringing you Thickums Entertainment, also the A Money Show Train, and we are bringing our best. You only live once, but if you don't, if you do it right, once is enough. You only live once, but if you do it right, once is enough. You heard that right here on the A Money Show Train. And I'm saying peace to all of you out there. Big ups to Sherelle Pate for stopping by.